I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I'm shaving. Can you tell? How annoying is that? It's a Southern Charm night for us in the clubhouse. Catherine Dennis is here with Craig Conover. Are they? They might be the two most beautiful people on Bravo. They're both wildly attractive, and I love Southern Charm. I'm a big Southern Charm fan. I'm a little behind this season. Don't tell anyone, especially my guests. But I'm totally into it, and I'll see you in the clubhouse.
He likes to sew, and she no longer lets anyone needle her. It's Watch What Happens Live with Catherine Calhoun Dennis and Craig Conover now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. Wow, I couldn't say that. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two Southern Charmers we have watched try to find their footing after pretty messy relationships. So I'm about to make them answer some messy questions about it. Lucky them. Please welcome back Catherine Calhoun Dennis and Craig Conover. You guys look so cute together. You know I host Love Connection on Fox.
I mean, what do you think?
And you know that I feel that you...
Something's happening.
Yeah, this is our ring.
No, it isn't.
You kind of fell
no,
for
it isn't. But I would love it. You know I'm all for this. Okay, guys, he is known for being too gay to function, so I put him at New York's hottest non-functional bar. Oh, did I mention he was just nominated for a freaking Tony Award for Mean Girls on Broadway at the August Wilson Theater? It's Gray Henson. Gray, you are so great in Mean Girls, I have to tell you. And he's so graceful, and he's such a great dancer.
Thank you. I do a lot of dancing.
Yes, yeah. You do. And he does a whole tap break, and it's amazing.
It's pretty gay.
And he just came from Anna Wintour's house for a Tony nominees dinner.
I mean, what?
You are living the life, man.
I know. It's pretty mind-blowing, huh?
Is Tina Fey in your phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Constantly. She won't stop calling me.
Ah, first things first. You know, there have been some serious allegations in the news about Thomas. And I have to ask each of you, what is your reaction or anything to say or...
Well, I'm waiting until the investigation is complete before I comment on anything, and right now my kids are my main focus.
Yeah, all I know is what I've seen in the media, so it really wouldn't be right for me to say anything at this point, so I'm kind of just, I'm where everyone else is.
Okay, switching gears. On tonight's Vanderpump Rules reunion, Lala revealed that she uses a baby bottle to combat anxiety. Have you ever heard of that? Do you ever want to get Kenzie's baby bottle? No. I also asked Brittany what it's like when everyone and their mom thinks you should dump your boyfriend. Take a look at this, and then we're going to ask a poll question.
How hard has this been for you to have the pressure of all the fans wanting more for you?
That's like the hardest part. I would never go and say like mean things to somebody who I didn't know. And I felt very strong in myself because I still in the end was doing what I believed was right. And I still was trying to put my heart first and trying to do what I wanted to do for the person that I loved.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV right now. We want to know, will Brittany and Jax be together forever? That is our poll question. Either of you want to weigh in on this?
I mean, I just met Brittany when she came to Charleston for Jax's sister's bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know that all of this had happened.
Uh-huh.
So it seemed like they were at least in a space where they're acting like that hadn't. So it got real weird for me when I started to discover the stuff that happened on Vanderbilt.
Right, yes. You all say no. Okay, that was a majority. Catherine, you have made so many strides this season, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But one thing that could still use a little work is your interview skills. Take a look.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Catherine.
Thank you for meeting me. Nice to see you, too.
I was wondering, how do you see your presence in the store contributing to our culture?
Being in the atmosphere, I guess. I'm very, sorry, I'm nervous. I'm thinking how to say it. I don't know how to word it.
So how do you handle stress?
I don't know how to describe it.
Like
that. I need some water, by the way.
Sorry,
I'm
so dry.
Why the f*** can I not put a sentence together?
Was that as often as it appeared?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It seems to us that Naomi debuted a new nose tonight. Is that...
Tonight?
Recently?
Recently.
Yeah, recently. In her interviews, yeah. Do you like it?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I cried.
You cried?
Yeah, I cried.
Because you liked her old nose better?
It was, it was tough.
Oh.
Like, I'm happy for her because she's happy, but it was just kind of like, it was a lot.
You know what I love? A hot guy who cries. God bless you. I know you have questions for these two Southern Charmers, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. You cried. How did that go over with her?
She didn't know that.
Well, now she does. First, over the years, it's no secret that Catherine has faced her share of hardships, but here's what. Like a ginger phoenix from the ashes, this season we've watched Catherine rise above her past. Take a look.
I moved into an apartment in Daniel Island. I have a room for my children. That's at mommy's house. Like, I'm not involved in this drama anymore, and that's like what this chapter is in my life.
Well, you've got us.
You're being so mature about it, though. The new Catherine.
Having a group of girlfriends is a hell of a lot better than a shitty boyfriend.
For the children's sake, consistency in any manner is all I care about.
I think
about.
That is so mature.
Catherine, what are your goals?
I want to look like Chelsea.
Hit that
bitch. You should be focused on showing yourself you can do it. Prove your worth to yourself, not to someone else.
It feels like Catherine Dinish, chapter 3.
Nice! What do you attribute your change most to?
Being alone.
Being alone?
Yep. Being alone and really like trying to understand other people rather than talk a lot.
Do you notice a change in the way others treat you?
Yeah, absolutely. They look at me like an adult rather than a child. They can frown upon.
And how old are you?
26.
You're 26. Wow. Second, on this season of Southern Charm, Craig and Naomi may have broken up from each other, but it seems like they're still very committed to having drama. Take a look.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, glad you guys came.
It's hard for me to see you, Craig. I'm not going to lie. Like,
this is the first time that I've seen that you actually care we broke up.
You sit home and you sew and you pretend to do things.
What's wrong with my sewing? I was talking about a one-night stand because it felt good to feel liked again.
You're a f***ing liar.
Cool, good talk. I don't know why we even try and talk anymore.
All I want to do is spend my life with you, but you can't help someone that's
Oh, okay. So I guess that means we're not getting back together.
I'm really tired of being mad all the time about anything to do with Craig. I don't want to feel that way anymore.
Okay, here's what. I want to know what you think. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, should Craig and Naomi get back together? Yes or no? What do you think?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, it looks like the audience is resoundingly, wow, that is what we call a landslide. Hey, control room, I would love to poll the audience whether they think Catherine and Craig should get together. Can we prep that poll, please? You would want to get back together with Naomi, wouldn't you? Still?
Not this Naomi.
Not this Naomi.
No, I liked her.
Because of the nose?
No. It's just we had a great year and a half. The first year and a half was awesome, and I think a lot of people that are close to our group would say that the person that's there now is not the person I fell in love with, so.
Okay, finally, since both of my guests are dealing with some degree of relationship aftermath, when it comes to their hunt for a new mate, I want to do the math. Here's what, it's time for another round of De Wheel Breakers. I will spin the De Wheel. You say if the thing that it lands on makes you want to seal the deal or if it's a total deal breaker. Okay, what about someone who's obsessed with you, kind of like Sheena was with Rob? Would you be okay with that person?
No.
That's not a complete deal breaker.
Not a complete deal breaker. Makes fun of your hobbies, like Naomi does with Craig sewing. Is that okay?
No.
No. Okay. Catherine, you seemed a little mixed on that. How's your history of cheating? Like, would you date someone with a history of cheating?
No.
No. Okay. F no. Describe your privates to their friends.
I heard that all girls do that, though.
Do they?
I heard that you guys talk about
everything. It's in private.
It's in private.
Yeah.
Yes. Track their location on their phone.
Oh, no.
Well, that would have meant that she actually liked me, but we didn't know that until...
Oh, my God. Okay. Fake an illness for attention, yeah, Brooks.
That's fucking that's crazy.
No, yeah, that's nuts. Okay, last one. Peter Pan syndrome. Well, a lot of people on Bravo. Does Craig have Peter Pan syndrome? Maybe we should do that poll, too. Okay, thanks for playing. Speaking of polls, go to WWHL.TV. We want to know, should Catherine and Craig get together, yes or no? This is going to be fascinating. I mean, honestly, is this something the two of you have ever considered?
At some point, like
yeah, 5 years ago,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you
and
did have a little.
Someone made out with Shep.
So oh right. I forgot about that.
There's
you
so
had a
bad
moment.
Blood.
You did
Jesus.
Have a moment, right?
There was
on that island.
No, that was.
Oh. Oh my God! Yeah. Oh no.
Oh yes. It was on. I knew it. How did I know? See, the
God.
Audience is firmly split. Wow! Wow! Look at this. The audience is very split on this. 50-50. All
wow,
right, well, sounds like you guys are split on it, too.
I mean, out of anyone, yeah, we're the most
normal.
How did
normal?
We end up the
we're
most
normal?
Most normal?
Yeah.
And he can sew. Does that turn you on, a man that sews?
I think it means he's very, you know, emotional and sentimental, and it's a good
the question
quality.
Is, does it turn you off?
Does it turn you off?
I've never thought about it.
Let's go to Samantha in El Paso on the phone. Hey, Samantha, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, love you, Andy. My question is for Catherine.
Okay,
Catherine, you look beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know, since you have a good relationship with Craig and Naomi, I was wondering if you ever felt like Naomi took it a little too hard on Craig.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
I mean, absolutely. I think that she was definitely driving home her point, for sure. It was a little much, yeah.
KDP emailed Catherine, there's conflicting reports that after you and Ashley met, you texted her and she didn't respond, or she texted you and you didn't. What is the truth?
I texted her and then she texted me back like a book long text message, and I was like emotionally drained and I just, no response, yeah.
Reality TV Bliss wants to know, Catherine and Craig, who are your favorite Pump Rules cast? Who's your favorite person on Vanderpump Rules?
Kristen.
Kristen.
So I went from hating her before meeting her, Kristen, and now, like, we're literally sister brothers.
That must be why Kristen retweeted that question begging us to ask. let's go to Monica from Michigan. Hey, Monica, what's your question?
Hey, you guys. My question's for Craig.
Okay.
What do you think about Naomi being so, I don't know, like outrageous and loud and asserting herself to everyone else this season?
I mean, it stinks because, unfortunately, I did protect her for 2 years of that side of her, but the other side of her is the most kind person I've ever met, with the animals, with people, everything. She just has this anger problem, and it sucks that I finally had to just take a step back and let everyone else see that. And, yeah, it's unfortunate, and I hope, you know, she acknowledges it and works on it, because...
Are either of you dating anyone right now?
Am I allowed to answer that?
I don't know. Yeah, are we going to see
not
on the
seriously.
Show?
No, you're not going to see it on the show, but Naomi's happy. Well, she says she's happy. She's kind of moved on, and I have too. But my next relationship, I want that one that the meme says, like, people know of it, but know nothing about it.
Well, that's hard because you're on a reality show.
Well, and
about
that's
your
why I don't want you to fire me, so you're probably going to hear all about it, and then I'm going to have another breakup, you know, next
year. Oh, I hope not.
Just kidding.
Who gets laid more, you, Shep, or Austin?
We're still doing this.
Yeah.
Well, no, sorry. Okay. more quantity?
Yeah.
Yes, that's not going to be me.
Right. Right.
Quality.
You're all about quality. Yes. On the next Southern Charm, the topic is Saints Party, and Ashley will pry if she wants to. Here's a sneak peek of this Thursday night's episode.
And happier news, you have a baby. He's turning 2. You're throwing a birthday party.
I'm going to invite, like, family and friends.
I just want to know if it's something that I'm included in or I'm not.
Why are you so angry?
Am I invited or am I not invited? Yes or no?
It's just not a conversation for the table thing.
Well, I already know I'm not invited.
Okay, so why'd you ask? Are you trying to start something with me?
I already know, like, 10 years from now.
You're probably not going to be here in a month, hon. Sorry.
Okay. I don't plan on going anywhere, so get used to me.
Okay, well...
I see those children more than you see them.
Ooh.
Right.
Wow.
Yes, Catherine.
Wow. Let's go to Clint from North Carolina. Hey, Clint, what's your question?
Crazy.
Andy, man, you something else. How you doing?
What did you say?
Oh, I just said you something else. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. That secret word's about got me lit. I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, my God. I don't even know what the word is. How exciting. What's your question, my brother?
You looking good in those stripes. I just wanted to tell you that. Anyway,
Kentucky whiskey makes you frisky, huh?
He's the doorbell guy.
No boots, man. Anyway, I digress. Would Catherine and Whitney ever hook up again? That's what I want to know.
Did Catherine and who ever hook up? Whitney. Would you ever hook up with Whitney again?
Probably not, no.
No. Okay.
The again thing just confirmed the thing that Craig yelled 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What did you say?
You just said, would you ever hook up again?
Oh.
And that was...
Oh, am I...
He called me out.
Remember, I yelled about that 2 seasons ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All right.
You're just jealous.
Well, Craig is my source for all information. What can I say? Craig, LJ Ford 101 wants to know if you've ever thought of trying out for Project Runway now that it's coming back to Bravo.
LJ Ford 101. I tried to help her with her seamstress stuff. It's hard doing clothes, so I'm trying.
Personal tailor?
YouTube videos are not that easy to learn seamstress stuff.
Dan M., what's your opinion on JD's infidelity and the fact that it seemed as though his wife took him back at Cameron's baby shower?
That's on you.
Mistake. Yeah.
Mistake that she took him back?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go to Judy from North Carolina. Hey, Judy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Craig.
Okay.
And since he did so well on The Bar, I was wondering if he has any future plans for practicing law. And if he goes into law, does he think that Naomi will come back crawling?
Oh, good question.
I'm going to do, fortunately, I'm going to do about 20 to 30 hours pro bono at the clinic in Charleston for about the next 6 months, get my feet wet again.
Great.
And that's what I like, is to help people anyway, so stay clear of that. And you know what? I think Naomi and I, if we have a future, it would be our second marriages, so both of us will have to get married and divorced first, and then, you know, we'll see what happens, but...
Okay.
Yeah. That's.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the very best thing to come out of the royal wedding. That this is Prince Harry's 24-year-old cousin, Louis Spencer. Did I just cure myself from a case of the Harrys or what? Tonight's mazel goes, or tonight's jackal goes to me because at last night's Billboard Music Awards, Camila Cabello and Normani, is that her name? Normani? Yeah. Normani reunited for the first time since Camila left Fifth Harmony. And I had no idea it was even happening because I was too busy photobombing T-Swift. Sorry. All night photobombing. I want to thank Catherine, Craig, and Bray for being here. It was too tight for me. It was so tight. I'm talking clothes with my seamstress friend, Craig Conover, and Catherine Colleen Dennis from Southern Charm. Behind the bar, it is Gray Henson from Mean Girls. Gray, is this your Broadway debut?
No, I was in Book of Mormon before.
You
this.
Were?
Yeah, very similar. But
can I ask why he looks... But he looks familiar, doesn't he?
He looks familiar to me because I watched him in Mean Girls for 2.5
he
hours,
came.
But... why do you look familiar to Craig?
Are you from Macon, Georgia?
I've lived in Charleston for 11 years.
No, I don't know.
I
have one of those
we'll
faces.
Figure it out.
People tell me that all the time.
Okay.
I think
I'm
it's
not crazy.
All right.
We'll go out for drinks. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. No. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Shallon. I'm from Dallas. How are you guys doing?
Great. What's your question?
Yes, my question is for Craig. Craig, so I know you just kind of addressed the question about Naomi, but what do you think of her new man that she's posting all over Instagram? It kind of, to me, and I could be completely wrong, but it looks like more of like a man friend than a boyfriend. Like, I don't really see the physical attraction. It more seems, I don't know.
Are you saying,
what is your
are you saying your gaydar is going off?
Yeah.
No, I mean, on this one, I was friends with Matul before. He's a good dude. He's cool. We don't know each other that well, but we, there's not, I would, obviously, I'm pretty straight up with y'all and transparent. With this one, I'll tell you that at least what was addressed in the question isn't there for me. He's cool. I like him. I always like seeing him at, like, a pre-party, and, you know, I don't have anything against him. I mean, yeah, I don't know what his... I just don't have the information to do it.
I'm not interrupting him because I just want him to keep like.
Yeah, I know. I'm just gonna keep going.
So back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, what's up? This is Courtney from Boston.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi, Andy. Love you. Hi, Catherine, Craig. You guys are awesome. Catherine, this question is for you. On a scale from 1 to 10, how happy are you that your vicious rival from last year is no longer on the show.
Oh, Landon, do you miss her?
Oh, I thought Who? About three other people.
Who?
I was like, really? They got cut? When did that happen? Just...
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name? You got a big who from Catherine there. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
It's Bethany from Rhode Island.
Hey, Bethany from our smallest state. What's your question?
Quick question. By the way, Andy, I love you.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm super excited. All right, so
you don't have
Catherine,
to apologize for spreading love.
So, Catherine, two questions. Catherine, I'm curious how it's going at Gwen's.
How's the job?
The job, it's changed. I have a different title, but we're still working together on a project-specific basis. But, things are good.
Okay, and second question?
Second question, I'm curious with Craig being a seamstress, what he thinks about the new Duchess. What he thinks of her six-seam dress.
Oh, what did you think of Meghan Markle's six-seam dress, Craig?
I am weird when it comes to you live once, you do what you want to do, and if you like it, you do it.
Okay. Is that weird?
I don't. Apparently other people don't feel that way.
Oh, really?
Like, they actually care about who people date and stuff and,
right.
like, what clothes they wear. For me, I'm like... It has no bearing on my life.
Right.
If you like it,
we're just talking about the dress. Did you like the dress?
You think I watched someone else's wedding? I sneak out of the weddings that I have to go to.
Someone else's wedding? No, it was the big, it was the royal wedding.
No effect on my life.
Well, no, I understand, sweetie. It doesn't have any effect on me, but did you like the dress?
I didn't see the dress.
You didn't see the dress?
Andy, I hate being at weddings in person that anyway.
Right.
I'm going to turn on the TV to watch a wedding.
Right.
It's just not, I'm like.
You know what? It's like, not who Craig is, Calder.
No, I want them to be happy, but there's no way I'm watching a wedding on TV.
You watched it.
Right.
Like.
You watched it.
I sneak out of weddings that I'm invited to go right. drink in the parking lot.
Right.
I'm not going to watch one on TV.
Right.
I mean, was it a good dress? I'm sure she looks fine.
Are you
wedding
so
dresses are wedding dresses.
That's a no.
Okay.
Like he's
well,
angry.
Because I don't know why anyone would watch it on TV, but apparently.
Well, people are, it's a fairy tale.
It's a big deal.
I want to thank Catherine, Craig, and Greg for more from GrandBravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.